All right, welcome to session three. We're going to talk about teaching Better Man here with Robert Lewis. In this session, we're going to be talking about unpacking, and we're basically looking at our past and those things that impact our masculinity. So, Robert, give us some insight into how we can teach this better.
Well, session three is, again, one where guys are bonding together, but I would say when you step up there to start session three, the first thing you want to do is compliment the guys. Ask the guys, how many did the storytelling time this last week? And hopefully most of the guys will have done it. You might even share a story you heard from one of the tables that you the guys shared. Man, we had a great outside storytelling time. We enjoyed being together. We heard some great stories. And just compliment the guys for taking that action step. Session three, as you have already seen, connects directly with the past session, session two, where they started looking at their past. Session three is now unpacking what they found there and dealing with the things that maybe they need to deal with because there's pain there or maybe hurt there or unfinished business there. So this session primarily helps the men decide how they're going to deal with those trouble spots, especially trouble spots that have been lingering for a long time that they have not wanted to look at. If you as a speaker can share a personal illustration of a past trouble spot, again, honesty and being real is the great connector in Better Man from a speaker's point of view. So as a speaker, if you can share one of those, all the better.
You know, it's funny, Rar, I often think as a speaker that I want to try to model perfection for the people that I'm speaking to, like I have it figured out. But that's kind of the exact opposite.
That's right.
Right, in this context.
That's right. You want to go against those instincts to have everything wrapped up with a pretty bow. Life isn't lived that way, and men know it. So if you are talking about something you experienced with your dad that was real hurtful, and you're saying, you know, I identified that as blocking my relationship with my dad. Maybe you dealt with it, but even if you didn't, even if he's gone and you say, you know, I still struggle some with that. And so looking back has helped me identify that and then make some adjustments because of that. I think all of that kind of conversation about the unfolding of life and evolving and getting better, that's what Better Man is about. It's about getting better, not getting perfect. It's about dealing with things and making life work better for you as a man. So if you can share that, that only helps the men even more before you go to these points of how to deal with the trouble spots. But you are going to talk about the guts of this session is talking about six major trouble spots that hold men back. And you're going to go through each one of those. If you watch Tim Lundy's video, you'll see him do that really well. But at the end of going through those six trouble spots, you're going to see a little mirror icon again. And that is there. And I want to mention to you again that when you finish talking about the six trouble spots, you want to just stop and say, guys, look back over those six trouble spots. Which of those six things that we just talked about would you say impact your life the most? And then just sit there for a moment in silence and say, circle one of those or check one of those, or you might even check two that really trouble you. Go ahead and do that now and then sit there and let those guys do it just for a pregnant pause. And when you finish that, say, you know, when you get to your tables, you're going to go back because now you've already checked them and just discuss the ones you did check. It gives them some advance preparation before their table discussion time. And then the last thing that I would say would be a great coaching tip for session three is just be sure you strongly encourage the men on point four that they can change and overcome trouble spots plaguing their lives. You just want to encourage the guys. This is a time to exhort them. No man is stuck in the past. No man is a prisoner of the past. That's right there in the notes. Every man can be freed from the past if they deal with these trouble spots in an appropriate way. And you give three ways for those guys to deal with it. And you might even conclude with a personal story, how you overcame a personal trouble spot, or use an illustration of a man who did that. So that's how I would deal with session three. You've looked at the past in session two. Now you've unpacked the past in session three, and you've helped the men identify some steps they can deal with to be free from the past.
And Robert, explain a little bit the strategy at this point, because here we are, we're 3 weeks in. This is going to be another one of those moments where I'm going to want to come in and share the gospel.
Yeah, pray for the guys.
Yeah, and you know, and because they're hurting, but this is really important to let them sit with this a little bit.
Right.
Even over the next week, couple weeks, to let them try to solve it on their own if
right.
they're not a believer, because that will help them understand that the awareness alone isn't going to help.
That's right. And some of these trouble spots that you will go through the men with in this session, believe it or not, they've already unwrapped those trouble spots in their storytelling time between session two and three when they met with their table outside. Some of these guys have talked about, you know, an addiction they have, or they've talked about a father wound that they've had in growing up. So they've already unveiled some of those things, and you going through it only adds credibility that you know where they live. But what you want them to know is there's hope that they can deal with that by dealing with it appropriately with other men, and that we'll deal with some of these things in sessions that follow. But you're not trying to solve everything right now. You're just wanting them to know where they are, you know what issues they deal with, and these guys are talking about those things among themselves.
Great. All right, watch Tim Lundy's video. You'll see kind of these insights that Robert's woken us up to as Tim teaches, and we hope that that helps you in your preparation for teaching week 3.